Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following talk. It's great to see so many of you here at the Medical Technology Expo in Los Angeles. I'm John from MediBracelet, the medical device company. Today, I want to show you Beat Diabetes, a bracelet that you wear which tracks the level of sugar in your blood. I know what you're thinking, just another blood measuring device. Well, let me tell you, this device is revolutionary. It is much more accurate than any other device on the market today. And today only, you can get one completely free. How do you do that? Just enroll in our product trial sponsored by the Ron Hopkins Medical Center in Baltimore. Number 71. What product is being discussed? Number 72. How does the product differ from its competitors' products? Number 73. How can the listeners get the product for free? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following talk.
I have very much enjoyed showing you around Jefferson State College's Fine Arts Department. I would like to invite you to meet with some of our students. Recently, all of these students have taken advantage of a generous grant given to our department by the Spelman family. It let these young artists focus on creating wonderful works of art. I am sure that it'll help to enrich both our college and city by adding to our cultural capital. Please speak to our students, who will tell you just how much the Spelman donation has meant to them, and how much new donations will help others like them.
Number 74. Where is the talk taking place? Number 75. According to the speaker, what did the Spelman family recently do? Number 76. What does the speaker recommend that the listeners do? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following telephone message.
Jacob, this is Mariana Navratilova from Northern Realty. Do you remember the apartment I showed you in the City Financial Center building? I sent you an email on Tuesday, but I am unsure if you saw it. Anyway, when we saw the apartment, there were no parking spaces available. However, I have some good news. If you rent that apartment, the building will provide a basement parking space for no extra charge. Remember that in that building, apartments are going fast. I would hate to see you miss out by hesitating too long.
Number 77. What did the speaker do on Tuesday? Number 78. What does the speaker say about an apartment building? Number 79. Why does the speaker say,
apartments are going fast?
Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Before we wrap up everything for the day, I just want to remind you about our new policy here at the bank. As you are all customer helpers, you need to know about this. To increase ATM usage, we have decided to impose a fee on people using our teller services inside the bank. When you speak to customers from now on, you need to inform them that there will be a fee for teller service and then make sure they agree to pay it. If any customers are curious about the new rule, please do not use up valuable time explaining it to them. We ask that you direct all customers to the customer service desk where explanatory brochures are available.
Number 80. Who most likely are the listeners? Number 81. What is the purpose of the talk? Number 82. What is available at the customer service desk? Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following broadcast.
This is Radio 5, and you are listening to Business Hour with me, Molly Flanagan. Today, we will be speaking to Netsuke Takahashi, who specializes in ways to bring workers together in groups. This afternoon, Mr. Takahashi will go over his ideas on how you can make your workers come together as a group rather than act like a collection of individuals. We ask you to send us your text messages this afternoon so that we can read some live on air later. But first, let's hear from Mr. Takahashi. Mr. Takahashi, I heard that your new book about team building will be released early next week.
Number 83. What is Mr. Takahashi's area of expertise? Number 84. What are the listeners encouraged to do? Number 85. What does the speaker say will happen next week?